Now, it's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. Our walk with God is by faith. That is how we will not be defeated. If you don't walk by faith or live by faith, you will be defeated. But if you choose to live by faith, you will not be defeated. You cannot be defeated. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. Hallelujah. The begat there is God the Father. The begotten are his children. Amen. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So this is the criteria here. We believe that Jesus is the Christ. Therefore, we are born of God. We are born of God, because God came in through our confession of Jesus Christ, recreated our human spirits and made us children of God. And anyone that is born of God, anything that came out of God overcomes the world, is greater than the world. It will overcome the world regardless of what the world thinks about it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so are we. We are the victorious of the Lord. We cannot fail nor be defeated. If you're a child of God, defeat has no place in your life. If you're defeated, it is that you stopped walking by faith. You stopped seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Now, God says that the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. His justified one shall live by his faith. In Habakkuk 2, verse 4, it says, behold, his soul which is lifted up, which talking about the Antichrist, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. That word faith is defined in the word of God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says, by it, the elders obtained a good report. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. So the building blocks of what we see were not physical. They were spiritual. It was God's word that built this earth and the heavens that you see. Hallelujah. And God wants us to imitate him as his dear children. Now, if things are not going right in our lives right now, God expects us to do something about it. I'll say it again. If things are not going right, business is not going well, children not doing well, family not doing well, God expects us to do something about it. If somebody's marriage is going through a tough time, God expects you to do something about it. Hallelujah. If we continue to live like the world wants us to live, or some unbelieving believers want us to live, we will be defeated. Is either what God says is true or it's not? In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says there, it says, behold, Jesus speaking said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. To tread them down. Whatever they are, we can tread them down. Whatever the enemy can come up with, we have authority over it. If you find yourself in a place where your family, you're arguing all the time and all of that, take authority over the devil. God expects us to do that. We're not supposed to just lay down and have the devil march over us. That's not what God didn't say that the devil would tread over us. No, he's a defeated foe. He has lost the battle. He's eternally defeated. He's never going to be a victor. And we're not supposed to be his victims. A dead lion cannot hurt anybody. He's defeated. Him and his cohorts, they are finished. But those low-level devils keep trying to come up and trick people into believing that they're in power. They're not in power. They will never be in power. It's done. It's finished. When Jesus hung on that cross, he said, "It is finished." We're supposed to walk in the victory that God, through Christ Jesus, wrought for us. He walked it out. It's finished now. God is the one that walked in us to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Amen? Now, let me say something about these things, because it takes time after that you have had, the Bible says, we have need of patience. After that we have done the will of God to inherit the promise. So when you're doing the things of God, now if you're living wrongly, you need to repent. You need to repent. Leave the devil and his stuff behind. The devil never gives you anything free. And stop speaking words that are contrary to the word of God. The Bible says that a fool's mouth is his destruction. His lips are the snare of his soul. If you want to be defeated, keep saying, talking like the world. And this is why we need to come out from among them and be separate. We're not supposed to be, our best friends are not supposed to be people who do not love the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible calls it, unequal yoke. You keep hanging with them, they'll keep teaching you how they talk, because they can't see themselves above the sensory level of life. If you say, "I'm seated together with Christ in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power," to your friends, wouldn't they be looking at you like, "We need to put this guy in a paddy wagon and take him away"? If you have any friend you can't say that to, that's not, you shouldn't be hanging around with them. You can call them. If they need help, give them help. But don't sit down every day. Those are the people you converse with. What do you talk about? They will always punch a hole into your faith. They will always be punching holes into your faith. And that is the devil. "Oh, I want to start a new business." You have a dream. You're excited about your new business. You're thinking about it. You're writing down stuff. You're writing the vision down and all of that. And somebody, just comes and says, "You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that." He tells you a mountain of stuff that is going to happen, why you can't do it. And when you leave him, you're depressed. You almost feel like throwing your vision into the trash can. Why? He does not have eternal life. He does not have the faith of the Son of God. He does not have Christ. He's not a new creation. He doesn't know that you're not bringing it about by just ordinary human abilities. No, you're bringing it about by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So the division that you have, you're looking at it, and the enemy says it can be done. He says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'll do it. It will come to pass." Now, if your conduct is wrong, you need to repent. Because God has made provision for none of his children to be foreclosed on. Because that's a sign of failure. But we don't get prepared for battle in the day of battle. It is now that you're hearing the word of God, you ought to be meditating upon the word of God. Take these tools, take them home, sit with them, and begin to, you know, create your own plan of redemption from where you are through the word of God. When things are going wrong, go and look at what the word of God says. What does it say about me? What does it say about this situation that I'm in? You see, what the enemy tries to do is to trip up a child of God. You're angry and you're now saying all kinds of negative things and all of that. Things appear not to work right because the enemy is a master of deception. So what he does is that he creates a mirage, a negative mirage. You're looking at it, but I have news for you. It's temporal. It's not there. It's not real. It has no root in the spirit. What do I mean by spirit? It has a root in the spirit in that the devil brought it, but it does not have a foundation in God. And anything that does not have foundation in God is temporal. I'll say it again. Whatever negative situation you're looking at does not have a foundation in God. And whatever does not have a foundation in God is temporal. You're going to overcome it. Hallelujah. You're going to overcome it. Success is yours. The strength to do those things is inside you. And is the word of God. Sit with the word. Let that be the building block of what you want to do. Of what God is telling you to do. That's how it's coming. It's not going to come by human abilities. No. No. It's coming by the Holy Ghost. Through the instrument of the word of God. Because the word of God is what God sends to a situation when he wants to change it. He sends his word. The Bible says he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from their destruction. When Abraham was a man just strolling around imagining things about God because he lived in a place where there were many gods, was a Syrian. And in his father's house, there were many gods. And God said to him, but you know, in pagan religions, even when they have idols, they still have a name for the one true God. So he began to relate with him. Now let's dream a little, right? Began to relate with him. So God said to him one day, he said, Abraham, you need to leave your father's house because I'm not going to compete with all these idols. I want you to leave your father's house. And go to a place that I will show you. And so he left. And the more he moved away from those from that crowd of nonsense, God began to be able to speak to him. Isolate him and speak to him. And the more God spoke to him, the more he believed God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Glory be to God. And so God said to him one day, you'll be the heir of the world, of all nations. You know, when he said that, the Bible tells us, let's read it, Romans chapter 4, verse 13. He said, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham and to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, makes alive the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For though that he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And you look at yourself and say, but Lord, I can't pay my rent. If I pay my rent, I ain't going to eat much this month. If I eat much, I'm not going to pay my rent. God calleth those things that be not as though they were. He went to Abraham and said, I have made thee a father of many nations. And Abraham did not have a child. Let's look at the story. He says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Who against hope? What does that mean? The situation was hopeless. I love one thing. The Bible says that with God, all things are possible. And to him that believeth, all things are possible. So there is no impossibility situation for God. Except when we don't believe him. We choose not to believe him. When we choose not to believe him, then things become impossible. But if we choose to believe God, all things are possible. All things. Amen. Even when it looks hopeless and helpless. Hallelujah. Even when you feel weak. He believed in hope. That is, against all odds, he believed God. That he might become that which God spoke about him. The father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And somebody says, oh God, I wish I would be strong in faith. You are strong in faith. Can I say something to you? All the negative things you learned in this world, you learned them by meditation. Listen, Pastor, I've never meditated on anything in my life. You're joking. All that thing you're thinking about is meditation. You're thinking on it. You're thinking on it. How it will not work. How if you put your hand here, they'll break it. If you turn here, it will not work. If you try this, it will not work. If you do this, it's because you don't have much of an education. Everything says it cannot be done. Faith beats the odds. It beats everything and anything if you're prepared to stand with God. When you're standing with God, it's going to look like you're crazy. Nobody believes what you're saying. Another thing I want to say to you, faith does not need cheerleaders. They can see what you're seeing. It doesn't require cheerleaders. They be jumping, throwing their legs. Yeah, yeah. No, when you're talking, they're like, ooh. Faith does not require cheerleaders because they can't see what you're seeing. You're the only one seeing it. Abraham did not have a child, and he was called Abraham. You know how it is that somebody might even be homeless right now and they're calling you Mr. Rich. You know when they say it, they'll be laughing while they're saying it. But God does not see as men do. You're building something they cannot see. Write down where you're going. Write it down. Every one of us has a dream in our spirits. It is the blueprint of your life. Every one of us. Sometimes that expectation seems not to be met. And so the person is discouraged. But that is what you think of yourself. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That thing you have in your heart, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. Faith is a spiritual force coming from the kingdom of God. It's coming from God. It is what happens when the word of God gets into our human spirits. The result is faith. Hallelujah. If you have a thought that says that you want to do something evil, no, that's not, you know, and then you are feeding it, that's my vision. You know, some people have vision to kill people. That's not a vision. That's not from God. That's the devil. The Bible says that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It's important for you to know the will of God. The word of God defines and tells us what kind of God we're serving. Remember that these things are not done independent of God. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, which was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised him, he was able also to perform. So the first thing is that, can God do it? We know that God is almighty, amen? So he can do it. Will he do it? He says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth, my lips. God does not change his word. That's why he is God. The thing we're standing on is the integrity of God's word. Don't go by your emotions. Don't go by your religious thinking. Go by the word, the raw, undiluted word of God.